two things are going to happen. We're going to have a National Delegate Congress, which is the highest decision-making body, where we will vote to endorse the president or do otherwise. And then in the afternoon, we are going to have a campaign launch, where we will launch officially the beginning of our campaign as a party. So we will hold the Congress at the stadium in the morning, and then in the afternoon after 1 o'clock, we will hold the Congress at the Jubilee Park in Kumasi.
What should Ghanaians expect from your party as you officially launch your campaign ahead of the December elections?
We are going to further the Better Ghana agenda. We are going to promote the achievements of the Better Ghana agenda and take it to even a higher level. We are going to continue to make Ghanaians the center of our policy. We are going to ensure that our working, as it has always been, is about people, is about advancing people, investing in people, creating jobs, and ensuring that we have justice for all in this country.
What do you say to critics who say that the NDC has yet to fulfill that mandate of the Better Ghana agenda espoused by late President John Atta Mills?
Of course, if you come to Ghana and you know what is happening here, within a matter of 3 years, in terms of education, over 1,700 schools built, in terms of hospitals, regional hospitals upgraded, clinics spread all over the place, in terms of growth, in terms of employment, in terms of giving hope to the youth. If all these things is happening and people don't see it, then it is people who are deliberately refusing to see it. But those who have seen it have seen what is happening, and I think that they will continue to reward us as a party that is bettering the lot of Ghanaians.
A lot of Ghanaians have expressed concern that political parties should eschew violence. What is your party's stance ahead of the general election?
We are the party that had a presidential candidate who, by his nature and character, was named Asumgyehine, or man of peace. We also have a candidate that, by his character, everybody can see clearly that he abhors violence and he's not in for that. So our party has always stood for peace. Our party has always, promoted and acted peacefully. So we will continue to engage our people, to advise our people, encourage our people to continue to emulate the good works of our late President Mills, the peaceful nature, the humility, the honesty. We will continue to espouse that. Our party stand is clear, peace, and that is what we stand for.